Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Welcome to this February 25 edition of Folkscene with me, Mike Brocken, here on MinervaRadio.uk and we're your independent digital radio station for all that's good in specialised music broadcasting. Not enough of that at the moment, is there? No, I was thinking the same thing. Brought to you, of course, as always, by Caldy Media. We have new releases and gig news for you, so let's move right on with a brand new release from Chris Brain. And we were very impressed by Chris's previous album, Steady Away, weren't we? From which we selected several tracks to play for. I think we played half the album, I think, last year. And it's now on our 24-hour selector, by the way, so you can always catch him occasionally on that. This new release, recorded at the Nave Studios in Leeds, it's due early March, but you might find it here and there at Chris's gigs, actually. It's his third, and it'll be released just as he embarks upon a quite a sizable tour of UK and Ireland. So let's take a listen to the opener and title track. This is Chris Brain and New Light.
Let it lie. The hand slips into mine, fragile grasp, fingers intertwined. Let me be the one to cry. I can't bear your burning eyes. I can't take it. I forsake. Let it
So let me be the one to take it. Let me be the one to break it. Let me be the one to shake it. Let me be the one to wake you.
Oh, that's nice. Don't you like that? That's great, that Chris Brain. Carving his place firmly into the contemporary folk scene, I'd say, following two highly regarded, highly rated albums. And that's the title track of the new album, New Light. It is third. And that's due in a couple of weeks' time. I think it's actually due on March the 7th, precisely. But, you know, it's going to be around and about. And Chris is going on tour as well. If you need any information about gigs, he's got a very good website, chrisbrainmusic, that's all one word, .com. chrisbrainmusic.com. Good stuff there. I'm mentioning gigs. I did previously state that we had some gig announcements, and I would just like to draw your attention towards four gigs here in Chester that I think should interest you a great deal. More than four, actually, but this first four in particular. They're all Soundbox promotions, and they're all at the amazing St. Mary's Creative Space, which is incredible. And it is as follows. First of all, March the 5th. So make a note on March the 5th. Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes are coming. I really look forward to that one because I followed Miranda's career quite a lot, did a lot of work with Rex Preston, didn't she? And she played with Show of Hands and all that. So that will be really, really good. That's March the 5th, Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes. March the 13th, Chris Draver and Chris Stout. Now, they're really important on the Scottish scene, aren't they? Chris Draver is a guitarist, but he's also founder member of Lau. We've played a lot of Lau on folk scene, both at the BBC and at Minerva Radio too. And Chris Stout is a virtuosist fiddle player, plays viola too. And he was also in a legendary Shetland band up in Scotland, Fiddler's Bid. Really, really good. Really interesting. So they're on, Chris Draver and Chris Stout, March the 13th. Going into April, there's a really interesting Americana specialist, Jackson Williams Band, really interesting stuff. Very country-based, actually. Where Americana and country music kind of fused together in that way, sort of Johnny Cash way. We were just talking about Johnny Cash before, weren't we, and saying this, he'd be a really big Americana artist these days. So that's the Jackson Williams and his band, and really, really good. They're about to record a new album, so there may be albums available, etc. And that's on April the 5th. And then April the 11th, this is a band, a local band actually, I've seen previously at St. Mary's, Liverpool-based Visions of Albion, Samantha Shields and Dan Ryan. They were very impressive when we saw them last year at St. Mary's. Really interesting, fantastic vocalists and really, really nice picking as well. Really good. And, you know, they have invited comparisons. Well, certainly Danielle, Samantha has. Linda Ronstadt, apparently, in the press. They're really interesting. But they're very entertaining band, indeed. So that's March the 5th, Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes. March the 13th, Chris Draver and Chris Stout. April the 5th, Jackson Williams Band. And April the 11th, Visions of Albion. You can find out all the information for this on wegottickets.com. And if you just go event, they'll tell you where and how to get tickets from this. Of course, you can always turn up as well. Just turn up and pay if you like. We've got some more of these great Chester gigs coming up in a little while. But in celebration of just, they're just great gigs, aren't they? Let's play something from Miranda Sykes, one of my favourite tracks when she was with Rex Preston. This is Sykes and Preston and their take on the traditional child ballad number 4 or Round 21, Lady Isabel and the Elfin Knight.
Young man, William was his name. He sailed over the raging sea. A courting me he came. He took part of my father's gold, more of my mother's fee. He took two of my father's horses. There stood 33. He promised we would ride the land and he would marry me. My heart I gave to this tall young knight from over the raging sea. And she rode on the grey. Together they reached the north of Scotland as before the day. Lie down, he said to her, you never will false young knight from over the raging sea. She saw right through this tall young man and tricked her false love in. She saw the wrong intentions that the bold knight had within. He thought her just a fair young lass, knew not her strength to win. Against this foolish elfin knight, she hatched a plan for him. Oh, turn your back to the billowy waves, your face to the old oak tree. You are too bad an outlandish knight to view a stark lady. So he turned his back to the billowy waves, his face to the old oak tree. Then she threw her arms around his neck and tossed him into the sea. You promised we would ride the land and you would marry me. You're nothing but a false young knight from over the raging sea. Lie there instead of me. You've nothing fine nor costly, so rot in the briny sea. Lie there, you dirty dog. Lie there in place of me. You're none too good nor costly, but to rot far out at sea. You promised we would ride the land and you would marry me. Oh, you're nothing but a false young knight from over the raging sea. Jumped upon the milk-white steed and led the dapple grey, returning to the castle in the morning the next day. Oh, father, he had false intentions after courting me. He's nothing but a false young knight from over the raging sea. He promised we would ride the land and he would marry me. My heart I gave to this tall young knight from over the raging sea. Promise we would ride the land and you would marry me. Oh, you're nothing but a false young knight from over the raging sea.
Lovely. It ends properly as well, doesn't it? It's a good ending, so you can relax a little bit at this end. That's lovely, Miranda Sykes and Rex Preston from some years ago, actually, from the album Sing a Full Song and Roud 21, Lady Isabel and the Elf Knight. I mean, there's all sorts of versions of that, isn't there? All sorts, child ballad as well, as I mentioned previously. Anyway, let's just repeat this initial information about these gigs in Chester again. They're at St Mary's Creative Space, which is lovely, really nice. You can get a pint there as well, which is great. Or at least a bottle, I think. Anyway, they're all Soundbox promotions, all top quality. March the 5th, Jim Causley and Miranda Sykes, who we've just played something by. March the 13th, Chris Draver and Chris Stout. Fantastic. I'd love to see Lau down here, you know, Chris's band. I haven't seen them down here for a long, long time. April the 5th, Jackson Williams, which is a real sort of timeless kind of folk country and Americana performance. April the 11th, Liverpool band, or Liverpool bass band, Visions of Albion. And you can get all the information you like from these from wegottickets.com. Each event has got a particular number. I won't read them out quite yet because we've a bit of time to go yet. But please do make sure if you fancy it, book, because these gigs can be very full. So if you think ahead of just a little bit, it won't do you any harm at all. And we'll talk about some more a little bit later on. Onto a new release I received only this week from two stalwarts of the Ellesmere Port and Wirral folk scenes, you know, all over the Wirral, really, Sue Farley and Eric Craven. The album is called Remember When, and it's just been released, and it's a gentle sort of combined delivery of song and poetry, looking back on times and places and spaces that we remember very dearly. The album contains 20 tracks, and there's, as I say, there's compositions in different areas, and the final longer piece I really loved. So I thought it sets off the project very well and is a really good advert for them in that respect. So take a listen to this one. This is Sue Farley and Eric Craven and Childhood Games.
Childhood Games. childhood games we used to play come into my mind today, playing with the gang till it was dark. Mr. Wolf, now what's the time? Hands together, sing the rhyme. Lemonade and butties in the park. Off-ground tick was rather good, standing on a piece of wood. You can't catch me, 'cause now I'm off the floor. I call in my very best friend. When you skip, you shout no end, doing handstands on the dirty floor and sitting on the pavement, hopscotch and a lolly-o. In and out those darky bluebells, watch us go. Queenie, I, who's got the bull? Not me, said Lucy Locket. It isn't in my pocket. In those games we used to play.
Remember playing ollies and conkers and having a well-worn sixer, and us all having encyclopedias because we didn't have Alexa. Remember the swings, the slide and the monkey bars in the park. You'd also play footy there from early morning till it was dark. Remember when you got your cycling proficiency certificate? Your mum was so proud she got it copied in triplicate. Do kids still sing We Are the Miners of the ABC at the Saturday Pictures? Do the Three Stooges and Abbott and Costello still have you in stitches?
In the days when we had nout, throw a cherry up the spout, watch it fall to see if you could win. Bursting bubbles in the tar and catching tadpoles in a jar, waiting for the telly to begin, it's crackerjack. Hopscotch and a lolly-o. In and out those darky bluebells, watch us go. Queenie, I, who's got the bull? Not me, said Lucy Locket. It isn't in my pocket. Oh, those games we used to play. Orange boxes made a cart called a steery. Very smart, with some pram wheels borrowed from the tip. Make a swing around the lamp with your skipping rope when it was damp, and twirling round and round till you were sick and dizzy. Hopscotch and a lolly-o. In and out those darky bluebells, watch us go. Queenie, I, who's got the bull? Not me, said Lucy Locket. It isn't in my pocket. Oh, those games we used to play.
Remember when 2 ounces of dolly mixtures lasted ages? You couldn't have any till Thursday when your dad got his wages. We'd race on our bikes and throw balls to hit the curb. We made up songs not knowing a noun from a verb. Remember when you played in the back garden as a tot and your mum approached you with a hanky for your snot? Jacks and ollies were 2 games we all enjoyed, and if you happened to lose, you didn't get annoyed.
Roller skates were shared by 2. Dressing up in your mother's shoes, pretending we were grown-ups for the day. The big ship sails through the alley, alley-o, the alley, alley-o, the alley, alley-o. The big ship sails through the alley, alley-o, on the last day of September. The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea, the bottom of the sea, the bottom of the sea. The big ship sank to the bottom of the sea on the last day of September. hopscotch and a lally-o. In and out those darky bluebells watch us go. Queenie I, who's got the bull? Not me, said Lucy Locket. It isn't in my pocket. Oh, those games we used to play.
Oh, that's so gentle, isn't it? Lovely stuff, really. And the album from Sue Farley and Eric Craven's album, Remember When, can be obtained from Eric Craven directly at ericscraven@me.com. So there's a small S in the middle. So it's ericscraven@me.com. Or at the website, there's a website for Eric's poetry, actually, which is www.ericscraven.com. Actually, and interestingly, I'll have to pop along to this. There's also going to be an exhibition of Eric's poetry at the New Brighton Flora Pavilion. And that starts on Wednesday, the 26th of March. So plenty of time there for you to put it into your diary. 26th of March. Hope Eric's going to be there. That'll be nice. And there's an exhibition at New Brighton Flora Pavilion, no less, of his poetry. Great, that. And speaking of the Wirral, speaking of the Wirral, and all things acoustic, did you know that the afternoon acoustic sessions run by Ian Elder continue unabated? Now, what I mean is that although the West Kirby Arts Centre is to, you know, fully close at some stage this year, Ian is still running one session every other week at West Kirby Arts, while the other session every other week is at the Hoylake Community Centre's Quiet Space. So check that out if you fancy playing or singing in a sort of very supportive environment. I know one of my students at Wirral 3Ls goes there, Shirley, and she enjoys it very much, and she's picking up some good technique on the guitar as well. I think it's still on Friday afternoons, or it could be Friday mornings. Anyway, you can find out in the usual places, websites, etc. And the donation is only a fiver or less. So bear that in mind if those of you are interested in picking up some folky skills that they're still happening at West Kirby Arts Centre and at Hoylake Community Centre's Quiet Space on Fridays. Okay, new release time once again. This one's out at the end of Feb, and it's from award-winning Scots musician Jen Butterworth. Yeah, it's a strong mix of contemporary and traditional. It's entitled Her by Design, which I thought was quite amusing, really, because you see so many hairdressers, don't you, called Hair by Design, but it's, in this case it's H-E-R by Design, and it focuses on women's narratives. It's a very strong reimagining of tradition through feminist concepts and critiques, which I love to see that, because as we've said previously, the folk scene's so flipping masculine, isn't it, over the years. And the album opens up with Sandy Denny's All Our Day, which is brilliant. So let's hear a bit of that, shall we? Jen Butterworth, All Our Day.
We search for everything, or ivory towers, centuries or hours. Dark are the winter days, holy in many ways. Vials of time unshaken, was through them. Thank you.
Lovely. That's just fun. It really goes like Stink as well, doesn't it? Jen Butterworth, Scots singer of great note, and Sandy Denny's All Our Days, and it's from a brand new album. It's out in a little while, a few weeks yet, I think. Hair by Design. Great title. Love that title. I say, you know, hairdressers have all sorts of peculiar titles, and that's one of the rages at the moment. And hey, you know, go to Nicholas's Hair by Design. Well, this means a different concept. This is talking about women in this present age and tradition. Great stuff. Jen Butterworth there. Okay, let's have a little bit more Chester-based gig news now, because coming up so far in May are three absolute belters. Take a listen to this. May the 11th, we've got Leverett. I mean, three of England's finest folk musicians, really, aren't they? Andy Cutting, Sam Sweeney and Rob Harbron. Fabulous performers in their own right. Classy is the word, really. And they're playing Chester St. Mary's on May the 11th. May the 17th, John Wilkes, great finger-picking guitarist and singer, really good on tradition, and particularly English tradition, and brilliant with broadsides. He really kind of understands the meaning behind them. Really great stuff. And, of course, he writes his own stuff too. He's had four albums out, as far as I can remember. The last one was about 2 years ago. What had begun, I had already lost. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. So John is on May the 17th at St. Mary's. And May the 30th, we've got Jack Badcock. Now, we're fans of Jack Badcock on this programme, aren't we? We've played quite a bit from his album, Cosmology. And he's just a great singer-songwriter, great guitarist. Really, really interesting, because he's got such a broad taste basis. He likes his funk and soul, as well as American music and obviously traditional music. And of course, he's the co-founder and frontman of Dallahan. We've played Dallahan a bit, haven't we? He's actually Irish originally, but then he's lived in Yorkshire for a while and moved to Scotland, all that sort of stuff. So he's got this very interesting kind of take on identity. Very interesting stuff. May the 30th, Jack Badcock. Really good. So let's just go through those three again, and then we'll play a track to help you sort of remember this stuff. May the 11th, Leverett. Don't miss Leverett. And I would actually, recommend you, I would say, to kind of get your application for tickets in with We Got Tickets as soon as you can. I think that'll be a sellout, I'm pretty sure. May the 11th, Leverett. May the 17th, John Wilkes. May the 30th, Jack Badcock. And you can book online for all of these things or through Soundbox. They have a website of their own, soundbox27@outlook.com. Soundbox27@outlook.com. There's no admin fee if you book that way as well, so that's really interesting too. So, okay, let's have a track then, just to help remind you. Speaking of all things Leverett, is Sam Sweeney. He's the fiddler in that great band, and he released a superb solo album a year or so ago entitled Escape That, and the cover's great. He's trying to get out of one of those pullovers you can never get your head out of. It's really good. I'll just show my producer here. That's a good cover, isn't it? I've had so many pulleys like that over the years, and when my mum used to first got the washing machine, they all ended up like that. You know, just can't get his head out of his pullover. Anyway, that's the title of the album, Escape That. I played it a lot at home, but was unable to present it to listeners as Folk Scene, as it existed on BBC Radio Merseyside, was being run down by the clever souls, the Beeb. Anyway, it's a really good album. Should be available at the Soundbox Leverett gig, I would think, on the 11th of May to repeat. So here's the opener, Sam Sweeney. lovely stuff. The excellent Sam Sweeney with the opener from his album, Escape That, Great Sleeve. You can't miss it once you see it. And that's Ruby. He called it Ruby. And he'll be with Leverett in Chester on the 11th of May. And by the way, I gave you an email address rather than a website sort of site. And that was because it's Soundbox's own email address. And I did it because there's no admin fee on it. Soundbox27@outlook.com means no admin. So, you know, you don't get fees for it. But, you know, whatever you want to do, we got tickets, have them as well. So that's the reason why you got that as well. Okay. Well, we also recommend most sincerely the Jack Badcock gig, don't we? Because, you know, we're fans of this man here. Fantastic with Dallahan, of course. But here in the Minerva office, we've been playing Jack's 2024 solo album, Cosmography, so much we've probably worn it out, I would think. If you don't know it, here's a sample. If you want to make your mind up, you know, just it's always good. Minerva will always play you a few tracks to give you a kind of shove one way or t'other. So take a listen to this. Jack Badcock from 2024 and the English Samurai.
Pilot and I on the open sea. Now on land I'm laid to rest, a samurai. Nary if you'll ever hear these words or find them written on my grave, just know our love was not the first. Samurai. Samurai.
lovely. That's just so cool. I think that's a great song. The English Samurai, Jack Badcock. And Jack has a gig at St. Mary's Creative Space on the 30th of May. We got ticket.com and it's event 632754, if you want to do it that way. 632754. You've got to go and see Jack Badcock. I mean, it's just great. That. Did you like that electric piano going on there? Sounded a bit Steely Dan-like, didn't it? If you're a big fan of Steely Dan. We'll have to do a special, won't we? A rock and roll on Steely Dan, won't we, Ian? I've just been talking to my producer there. Great stuff. So Jack Badcock, St. Mary's on 30th of May. That'll be one to really look forward to, I reckon. Okay, next up, with a brand new piece of music from one of these islands' best interpreters of tradition, I think, that's Gwilym Bowen Rees. His new album, Adan, which is his fifth, actually. I was surprised to find out it's his fifth. It's just been released, and it's a blend of originals with folk and bluegrass and even a little bit of baroque going on in there. Now, Gwilym's from Bethel, I think, up this way in North Wales, and he's been nominated several times for Folk and Songwriting Awards, and he's played and sung worldwide. He likes to travel, I think, too. He's a big traveller. And he's currently, though, on a short tour in Wales just to promote Adan. So he's just great. You know, you'll have to hear a track from this. This is from 16th century Welsh poem, and it's called Coed Glyn Cynon.
Seren siw Mor ar ail i'w glyn cynno Pe bai gŵr ar trafael dro Ac arno ffôr ag estron Fo gai gan eos leti erioed Yn fforest coed glyn cynno Llawer bedwen las eich log Yng nghrog y bydd o'r sy'n son Sydd yn dan llwyth mawr o dan Gan wir y hei ar nidion Sair seison fod yng nghrog yng ngweilod eigion Uffern boen yn cadw plas Na thori glas glyn cynnon Mynaf neithir arnynt gwest O adar onest ddigon Ar dy llian dan ein oed, a fyna i fod yn hamon. Mae Paddy Gint and Cattlehoy. Dan Forest Coed Glyn Cynon.
Gosh, gives me goosebumps that. Gwilym Bowen Rees from his brand new album called Adan, and that's Coed Glyn Cynon. Glyn Cynon Wood, of course, in English, so to speak. Coed is wood, isn't it? Wonderful, wonderful harp playing there. Wonderful. Gwen Mary, fabulous stuff. And they're on tour at the moment. They're just doing a short tour around some smaller venues in North and Mid Wales, I think. And as far as Aberystwyth, so it's almost South West Wales, isn't it? And beautiful stuff. That's Gwilym Bowen Rees from his new album, Adan. And Coed Glyn Cynon. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. Let's have a newie from the east coast of the US now. It's with an imminent release due early March, I think it is, from American folk Americana independent artist Chris Delmhorst. You might know the name of Chris Delmhorst. I don't know if Chris has been over very much, but she's been around for quite some time and has a wide-ranging body of work with studio albums and a bit of film and TV writing as well, and commissions of all kind going right back to the late 1990s. A real sort of battalion of albums reaching back there. The new album, which is out pretty much now, early March, as we say, is called Ghosts in the Garden. And the track I've selected for play is something called Wolves.
I see wolves circling the fire, circling the fire with their yellow eyes. Little bit closer every night. Dark on dark, patient pride, just outside the edge of the light. Know how to wait, how to sit tight. Tallest one, tallest one, block out the sun. Little bit smaller now, the closer they come. Oh, but hey, no, there's no shame. Someday we'll know all their names. There's no wrong, there's no blame.
Of Americana. That's some good stuff, isn't there, out there at the moment? That's Chris Delmhorst. Very, very important artist. Massachusetts-based, I think. The album actually, I think, was recorded in Maine, but East Coast, you know, American East Coast. And that's a track called Wolves from her soon-to-be-released album, Ghosts in the Garden. Great. We're going to be playing more from that excellent recording. I couldn't take it off. I mean, I ran through it three or four times yesterday when I first came across it. So I'll be playing a bit more of Chris's work for you as well. So from the east coast of the States, let's now go to the south coast of England with a track from an album due for release towards the end of March. Sussex-based Liz Overs was at one time signed to Atlantic Records, and she met Armit Erdogan and enjoyed a number one club record in the United States. But more recently, she settled for an artistic life singing on walks across the Downs and for the documentary film The Nettle Dress. And Liz also hosts her own radio shows as well, I think, concerning the folklore and history of Sussex. Now, the solo album has just come out. I think it's her first solo album, and it's made with the assistance of Neil McColl, also Ben Nichols and David Tomlins. And you'll know those names, I'm sure, if you're real folkies as we are. And it's entitled Nightjar. And I think it's really interesting. It's inventive. It's very rewarding to listen to. So I thought I'd give you a version, Liz Overs' version, of the traditional song Cruel Sister. Now, Cruel Sister, you'll know Cruel Sister. It dates as far back as the mid-17th century, believe it or not. And amongst other titles, it's also known as the Two or Twa Sisters up in Scotland. It's Round Number 8, anyway, and this is Liz Overs' version of Cruel Sister.
There lived a lady by the North Sea shore. Two daughters were the babe she bore. As one grew warmer than the sun, cold as clay grew the elder one. Oh, sister, will you go with me to watch the ship sail on the sea? She took her sister by the hand, led her down to the North Sea strand. And as they stood, thank you.
Love it, love it. Very atmospheric rendition of what is actually a very well-known folk song about sexual jealousy, isn't it? Cruel Sister. That's Liz Overs from Sussex. And we'll play more from that album, brand new album called Nightjar, over the future weeks. Really nice album. And I'll see if I can learn a little bit more about her, but she's certainly changed direction, hasn't she, over the years. Very interesting piece of work, that. Okay, meanwhile, just to remind you about the gig on the 30th of May, let's have another from Jack Badcock's 2024 Cosmography album. Remarkable, you know, remarkable piece of work. And remembering, of course, that Jack will be in Chester and playing at St. Mary's on the 30th. If you're not there, I want to know why. Okay.
As I went out to take a pleasant walk, I came across the house at Leyland Birch. It stands at a crossroads near Cloudy Pascades, a shrine for all good folk who have a thirst. And magician, that man could turn bog water into wine. His kitchen was a mecca for many's a thirsty fecker. They came in droves and left their woes behind. So let's all drink a toast to the host we love.
So let's all drink a toast to the host we love.
to the host we love the most, that man that is the ghost of Leyland Birch.
Isn't that great? The Ghost of Leyland Birch by Jack Badcock, who will be in Chester on the 30th of May. And it's just time for me to say farewell. See you next time.